Mostly, I understand people, even those who have opinions that are different than mine. Seeing a Hummer or some similarly oversized vehicle going down the road doesn't get me into an environmental rant, because I can understand somewhat the thinking of its driver. However, there's one opinion held by people that I simply can't get my mind around. It has to do with a form of technology that's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. I have two paintings up in my living room. One is a painting that's 200 years old, and the other dates to 50 years later. Both are landscapes, and they feature this aesthetic piece of technology. Now, all of a sudden, for the first time in history, people are against this technology. I say for the first time, because it is a technology that I grew up with, and it supplied a significant amount of the energy to all the farmers across the country. My mother sternly instructed us not to climb on it, so of course I did. Its vantage point was mesmerizing, and its beauty proved irresistible. I'm talking about a windmill. A windmill, or a wind farm, is temporary. They will not last forever, yet the destruction they offset, such as mountaintop removal, is permanent. Once removed, a mountain will never heal or rebuild itself. The alternative to this clean, renewable power source is coal and nuclear and fossil fuel energy. I just visited the Maple Ridge Wind Farm in New York. It's the largest wind farm in the East with 195 turbines. It provides power for 98,000 homes and brings tourism and other clean industry to the area. The U.S. is about to see the widespread introduction of vertical axis windmills. Their profile is much smaller than the propeller blade type currently in use, and they operate more efficiently, thus requiring lower wind speeds. Perhaps they'll be more acceptable to people. I think what's needed is for serious artists, such as those who painted the windmills in my paintings, to focus on the charm of modern clean windmills. Perhaps in the future, they can come to have the charm and appeal that another technology has. That subject of art also rises into the air and comes from ancient times. I'm talking about the lighthouse. Maybe what's needed is to combine the two for complete acceptability. Perhaps even the people off the coast will enjoy this form of technology and art in the future.